Shmuel Aleph Pergil Ches Pasuk Ches. So the women are singing about how Shaul has killed his thousands and David his tens of thousands. Vayichar l'Shaul ma'od. And Shaul was absolutely enraged, infuriated. Vayera ve'enov ha'davar hazeh. And this matter was very evil in his eyes. So he was absolutely enraged by what had just been said, and he explained it to himself as he kind of built up the enmity. Vayomer nasnu l'David revavos v'li nasnu ho'alofim. To me, they only gave thousands, but to David, they gave tens of thousands. Va'od lo achamelucha. What is left for him to climb towards in terms of advancement? What is left to give him except for the kingdom? And the Chazal make a beautiful point on this, that he said it's one thing that they gave David tens of thousands of slain and me thousands. Fine. But they said Shaul, not King Shaul, has slain thousands. By calling him by his name without HaMelech Shaul, that is a huge mark of disrespect. They are literally taking my kingdom from me, the Ma'am Lois interprets this particular reaction. It wasn't what David was being credited for. It was the fact that he wasn't Shaul HaMelech. Why are they not calling Shaul by his title? One way of seeing it is that they didn't want David to be belittled by having King Shaul and plain old David. And so instead, they're both plain old people. Either way, it's a terrible thing for a king to hear. And so that's why Shaul's reaction is, what is left to give him but the kingdom? Another way of putting it is that the women who were attributing to David these great, incredible victories, only a king could be worthy of such victories. So what is left but to give him the kingdom? Va'od lo ach, that word ach hamelucha, seems like David is about to get the kingdom, which of course is very threatening to him. What he did not know, of course, is that David's already been anointed to be the king. So in fact, Shaul is seeing things exactly the way they are. He just can't handle it that same way. And the rabbis bring down in connection to this story a maimer of Rabbi Yeshua ben Parachia, who said, when I was younger, before anything had ever happened to me, if someone had said that I should take on a kavadika position, a position of some kind of prominence, I would have forced him into a guva arroyos, into a lion's den. How dare you even think about it? But now that I am prominent, if anybody would tell me to abdicate, to leave my position of kavod, I would pour boiling water over him. And he said, consider what happened to Shaul. He ran from Kavod on the day that he was chosen to be king and hid behind the coat room. But once he ascended to throne, he is infuriated by the thought that David's going to wrest the kingship away from him. Which is why, Pasuk Tes, Vayhi Shaul Oyein es David. So Shaul viewed David with an ayin hara. A direct translation would be suspiciously. From that day and onward, he would never look at David without dark suspicions and paranoia from then on. And so Shaul, the man who hadn't wanted to be king, now couldn't imagine himself or his heirs not being king. The Malbim says, Nosan inyanov belibo. He repressed all of this hostility and anger in his own heart. So it's in there. And not only that, Shmuel had told him that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving the kingdom L'Re'acha HaTov Mimeka, to your peer, to your colleague who is better than you, who is more suited to kingship than you. And so this is why the Ruach Ra'a now has a place to come back. Pasigud Vayihimi Macharas. And so it was the following day after his dark feelings and suspicions have started to become aroused. So on the following day, Vatitzlach Ruach Elokim Ra'a El Shaul. So the evil spirit that emanated from Hashem into Shaul entered into him or passed over him. Vatitzlach, it was Matzliach, it took him over. Vayisnabe besoch habayis. And he prophesied in the house. So what does it mean he prophesied in the palace? So the Targum Yonasan, brought down by Rashi and various other commentators, says v'ishtati, and he began to rave. He was raving. He was just ranting, and not necessarily intelligibly, not necessarily making a lot of sense. And so Rashi explains, Navi v'shota medabrim divrei ramazim she'enon nikarim. There are two individuals, a Navi and a madman, who speak out things that are hinted and garbled and unintelligible and cannot be made sense of. And so Shaul has reached that point where he's filled with worry, he's filled with concern, he's filled with paranoia. He's raving in the palace. V'David minagein biyado kiyom biyom. And David was playing music with his hand as he had every day. V'hachanis biyad Shaul. But in Shaul's hand, there was a spear. Yerala v'yotel Shaul es hachanis. And Shaul raised the spear. He picked it up, lifted it. V'yomer akev v'David uvakir. Saying, I will strike David and the wall. So some people say that he wasn't necessarily trying to kill David, but the words of the pasuk seem to be very clear that his intention is somehow to stab David. The disturbing thoughts have burst forward into foreboding and ominous statements. And he said, I'm going to strike through David and the wall. Vayisa David mipanav pa'amoyim. And David managed to elude him. David managed to dodge him two times. Many people say that what Shaul was trying to do was to kill him in such a way that it would appear to be by accident and unintentional. David's evasions were actually not conscious. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was moving him, kivayachol, with his hand to turn away the way he did. But Shaul sees this as a sign from heaven that he's not going to succeed in killing David, and that's going to make him very afraid.